riding, roping, and everything in between. It's the Horse Connection with Clay McCuller on Sports Radio 98.1 The Ticket.
All right, folks, we're back. You're listening to Horse Connection with Clay and Travis. We have a special guest in the studio with us. It's Texas High School Rodeo Finals Week here in Abilene, Texas. All these young cowboys and cowgirls are coming here from all over the state to compete. To compete not only for scholarship money for college, but they're competing, you know, to win as well, and trying to make it to the National High School Finals Rodeo, which is in Cody, Wyoming. We've got Chris Villanueva in here. PJ was kind enough to bring him up here. They've had a relationship for a long time, and if y'all have listened to this show before, you know that PJ is a friend of the show, and does an annual event called Bucking for Heroes. He started a 501c3 several years ago, and it's an outstanding. It's made for veterans, an outstanding organization. PJ really works his tail off, puts on a great bull ride, and that bull riding is this Saturday. I think I'm the buckle sponsor for the bullfighters.
Buckle and the jerseys.
But yeah, I sponsored the buckles and the jerseys, so yep. I will be there Saturday night. Doors open at 5.
Yep.
This is Bucking for the Heroes, and you started this in order to get more money to veterans here in your local area that needed it.
Yes, we actually started it just to help out a couple organizations.
Right.
That's all we did. And, you know, with people like you and, you know, KTAB, KRBC, where we was just at a while ago, and,
yep.
you know, all of the other, you know, United Rentals, and, I mean, just everybody come on board and helped us out, and then that's how we ended up becoming our own deal. And,
yeah.
yes, now we keep it right here local. It don't go out anywhere. We stay right here and help the veterans locally.
You can't have too many veteran 501c3 organizations to help you. I mean, you can't have enough of that. And PJ was forward thinking. Instead of having this big national deal that focuses on the whole country, he wanted to bring something and have a little bit more local. So we'll get more about PJ and the awesome bull ride that's happening this Saturday at Sweetwater. But for now, I want to get to Mr. Chris Villanueva. Chris, thank you, sir, for coming on the show. Chris, you're 16, you're from Mesquite, Texas, and you're a bull rider.
Yes, sir.
Well, PJ tells me you're very good.
I guess so.
So you're here competing this week, right?
Yes, sir, I am.
So how's it gone for you so far?
So far, I've been 66 points in the first round to take third, and I don't get on my second bull till tomorrow night.
So tomorrow night it will be your second go.
Yes, sir.
And then the short go is Saturday. Today's
yes,
Thursday. So you go tomorrow night, and then Saturday at 3 o'clock is a short go.
Yes, sir.
Fantastic. So how's the bucking stock?
Oh, I just love it. I don't think those bulls are bad. I think they're all just good to ride. And I don't know. I'm just pumped to get on bulls and ride them all day long.
I hope so. He's got a three-header Saturday. So he's riding here, and then he's coming to our show.
No, so you're going to be riding here in the finals, hopefully,
yes,
or
sir.
In the short go on Saturday. We'll just call that for sure.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Then you're going to PJ's event and riding a bull over there for him.
Two. He's entering 18 and under.
Three bulls in one day? You are crazy. Man, you guys are just off your rocker.
See, like, weren't we talking about that yesterday?
Yeah.
See? Told you.
Something wrong with y'all.
So, Chris, when did you first start riding bulls?
I first started riding bulls when I was about 10 or 11, and ever since then, it's just kind of stuck with me, and it's been a passion that I love to do.
So as far as the bull rides, you know, I mean, not to knock any of the rides or the shows that you go to, what's your favorite place to go and ride at?
Oh, man, I don't know. I kind of like riding Mesquite Rodeo because that's my hometown rodeo, because then all my friends can come and watch. But
you bet.
Probably my favorite rodeo ever was going to Nationals. But,
yep.
I mean, Bucking for Heroes is a close second because that's the first time I ever got a big old metal cutout of a bull.
That's pretty cool.
I mean,
yeah, it's all about the swag, isn't it?
That's right.
I guess so.
That's right.
So, bull riding idols. You probably got some. Name your top three. Anybody you try to emulate or watch constantly, or
down the road, Glamoury March used to live down the road, and I used to go there and hang out with him and my good friend Zach. But I really like the way Sage Kimsey rides bulls and Kaiki Pacheco.
There you go. Yeah, world champions.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. So, what's your plans after high school? What grade are you in?
I'm a sophomore this year.
So you get two more years of doing this.
Yes, sir.
So you made nationals last year.
Oh, my eighth grade year, 2 years ago.
as an eighth grader?
Yes, sir, in the junior high division.
No way.
Yes, sir. Ended up going there and winning it.
So you won the junior nationals already?
Yes, sir.
And you're a sophomore now?
Yes, sir.
So you'll probably win it again. So you might win this three more times.
Oh, that's what I hope for. You're planning to ride all your bulls.
So who got you into doing this?
My good friend that I used to play soccer with, his uncle used to, his uncle's daughter used to barrel race, and she started, like, I guess getting good. I mean, she's kind of young, but eventually he got talked into getting on a bull, and he was like, I don't want to do it unless I get a friend to do it with me. And then he invited me, and he went his different way. He stayed with soccer, and I quit soccer and started riding bulls.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know if, I mean, that's a kind of a crazy decision, but it worked out good for you.
Oh, it has.
So what about college? Y'all win some scholarship money. A big draw for young kids to do rodeo is to not only, you know, keep the rodeo alive, but you get scholarship money.
Yes, sir.
So have you built up a bank of scholarship money so far?
I have a little bit saved up. I have a few options where I really want to go, but we're just going to see how the cards unfold.
Well, our last guest, Bailey Barrett, who's a bareback rider and saddle bronc rider, got an offer when he was 13.
Oh, wish that was me, but sadly it's not.
So do you have some scholarship offers yet for college, or is that what you want to do?
That's what I eventually want to work towards. I'm kind of like, I didn't do high school rodeo last year, so I was kind of unseen, but as I'm coming around now, colleges are starting to look at me.
Yeah. Well, I bet they'll find you.
Oh, I hope so.
You know, they'll find you. Like Travis asked the last kid, what would be your top three picks to, you know, for colleges to go to?
Oh, Sam Houston for sure, Tarleton State, and Walla Walla in Washington. I don't know.
Walla Walla, Washington. Oh. Well, that might be different. I don't know how good the rodeo program is up there, but... But anyway, that's fantastic. So what's next? You have aspirations to go into the PRCA after college?
I don't really know if I want to go PRCA or PBR, but if I determine to go PRCA first, I'm hopefully going to work my way up to PBR because he doesn't like money, I mean.
Yeah, that's where it's at, isn't it?
Yes,
so
sir.
Are there some kids skipping the PRCA? I think they are. I know that maybe the Brazilians don't even you know, call them.
They just come over.
They just come over and go directly to the PBR.
Yes, sir.
So what's that look like? How would you do that? I mean, I guess you enter so many PBR events to get to qualify to be in that? I don't know how that works.
There's like a lower division, basically kind of like major league, I mean, like, I guess little...
Minor league baseball.
Minor league baseball, and then you go to major league baseball. It's kind of just like that. You got to work your ways towards it, and that's going to be a hard thing to do, but I plan on doing it pretty well.
There you go. I bet you get it done. You look like a bull rider.
Thank you.
So you won PJ's event when you were 16.
No, 14.
I mean in 2016.
Yes, sir.
I guess I can't read my own notes.
When he was 14.
When he was 14, he won the whole event.
Well, he won his division.
His division.
The mini bulls. Yeah, he won that deal. And, you know, that's when I fell in love with this kid here, because as soon as we handed him his money, he opened up the envelope there, and he just automatically counted out half of it, and he handed it back to my wife and donated it back to Bucket for Heroes.
Oh, hell.
So at 14, I mean, how many kids do that?
That's special.
You know, that's his parents right over there. So,
and I wasn't there, so that was his whole decision.
Wow. Well, that says a lot about your character.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, Chris, that's a big deal. So he wins an event, wins a stack of money, gives half of it back to Bucking for Heroes.
Yeah,
that's pretty awesome. I can see why you fell in love with him, PJ.
Oh, yeah, and I've been keeping up with him, you know, ever since. And the kid can ride. I mean, I've already put it out there and said he's going to be a world champ. I mean, that's for sure.
There we go.
The boy can ride. He's dang good. And, you know, he missed it last year. They were somewhere else. And, they were here for the finals, and they seen it was the same time. And, you know, it's like I told them a while ago, it's a good thing they seen that, because if I'd have found out they were in Abilene at this time, then I don't know, I probably would have disowned them. So, but no, we're lucky to have him back, and I'm pretty sure, you know, he'll probably come and he'll sweep it again. He'll win it again. Yeah. So
how's the competition? Are there some pretty stout bull riders in there? I bet there are.
Oh yes, sir, there is. But it's not you against everybody else. It's you against the animal, and you just let the judge do their job, and that's all you can do is control what you can do.
there you go. Spoken like a veteran there. You know, control what you can control. So how they only take four back, or the top four get to go to Nationals, right?
Yes, sir.
So you've got what you said you marked a 66?
Yes, sir.
So you got one more tomorrow night.
Yes, sir.
And then the short go.
Yes, sir.
So how many bull riders we got this year?
So far, I think there's seven that's covered, at least one. But most of them have been on two bulls already. I'm like almost the only one that's covered one that hasn't been on their second bull, but.
Okay. So will those guys go tonight too? They'll be going tonight and in the morning. I think they do a few bull riders in the morning,
yes,
and then
sir.
The majority of them go in the evening performance.
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Well, folks, y'all need to get out there and check out Chris Villanueva. You're 16 years old from Mesquite. Any brothers and sisters?
Oh, I have six.
What?
We're just a big old blended family that love each other no matter where we come from.
That's awesome.
There you go.
That's all about.
He's got some good sponsors there.
If you want to shout out to your sponsors.
Yeah, we need to do that for sure.
Oh, that's what
this all about. My
sponsors.
Extreme Air Services down the road in Sunnyvale, Texas, and Hernandez Solutions in Perforating, I guess. Yeah. Oh.
Hernandez Perforating. So though you got, did you hear him say all that? Sound like a NASCAR driver.
Yeah.
Give him shouts out and everything.
Oh, everybody backs this kid. I'm telling you, he's good.
So. That's something else. So how did you find him for Bucking for Heroes?
Hey, he just ran across it on Facebook the first year and entered up, and that was it. He's come down and took it all, and he's back again.
So tell us about the event coming up Saturday night.
It's gonna be a big one this year. We're working with the WASP, the Women's Air Force Pilots there in Sweetwater. And there's a Air Race Classic that's going on. It's once a lifetime deal for Texas, or probably Sweetwater.
Yep.
This deal starts off at a different place every year, a different state, and they pick Sweetwater this year. So the WASP was dealing with all that, and just from them, just with the pilots on that deal, our show is the official event for them. It's mandatory that they go to our event, and we're looking at least just 200 people from that deal.
You got 200 people coming to your event. Mandatory from the Women's Air Force. What's it called? WASP. I forgot.
WASP. Women's Air Force Pilots.
Women's Air Force Pilots. Yeah, that's a big deal.
Yes, sir. And then if we can get about the same amount of people we had last year, and then like the parents from the kids, because this is just a youth deal this year, ages 6 to 18.
Yep.
It's a sanctioned event also. So the kids that are entering up in a deal that's part of these different organizations, they got a chance at making their points to the finals. With the parents coming, we got 65 kids entered right now. So.
65 entries. 65 kids entered in the Bucking for Heroes bull ride Saturday night.
Yes, sir. These kids will show up, and I've put it out there a million times. There ain't nobody out there that don't know, but, a lot of these open riders, they just don't show up.
Right.
You might have 40 or 50 of them call in and five show up, and I just couldn't do that again this year because that costs money, happens. So this year we went a different route and did, the junior deals, watching these kids, they have way more heart than, any of these adults. I mean, that's just all that these kids love to ride, and they put out the effort and they put on a great show. So it'll be the Rocky Pro Youth Rodeo Tour is the one that's bringing everything. And we'll have the mini bulls all the way up to the big bulls, the mini horses with the saddle bronc, bareback, all the way up to the big ones, and then the mutton busting. If everything goes good, kind of, the way we're looking at it, we're hoping there's at least 600 people this year.
Man, that's fantastic. That's a big deal, and Sweetwater's a great venue. They've done a lot of work on that Coliseum.
Yes.
Everything's better over there. They've increased or improved everything over there.
Oh, yeah, super nice over there.
Yeah. So let us know, how do we get tickets? If we want to come watch the bull ride on Saturday night in Sweetwater, what do we got to do?
Well, you can get them on eventbrite.com. You can get them at the door. And then we'll also, Sweetwater's doing a deal Friday night. It's called Rock the Block. They're shutting down a section of downtown there. And they're going to have bands and, a bunch of vendors and stuff set up. But I want to say it's from 6 o'clock to 9 o'clock. And we'll be out there. My wife, she'll actually be out there. And the bullfighters, they'll be out there signing autographs and stuff. And we'll sell tickets out there as well, some pre-sales and stuff. Tickets are 15 for adults, 8 for veterans, 8 for kids, 7 to 12, and 6 and under are free.
All right. Well, that's fantastic, man. And I think there'll be some adult beverages floating around for people of age.
Yeah, yeah. There'll be a concession stand out there.
Concession stand, bring your family, block party tonight.
Friday night.
Friday night, or Friday, I'm sorry, today's Thursday, yeah. Isn't it?
Block party Friday night. Come out there. That'll be a good time, too. Like I said, there'll be a band and all that going on. So
doors open at 5 o'clock on Saturday. Mm-hmm. Performance starts at?
7.
At 7. Okay.
We're opening doors at 5 because we're going to have a few people there. There's a lady actually coming down from Tennessee, driving her semi-truck down, and it's awesome. It's all painted up, airbrushed and stuff with the military stuff on it. It's really, really awesome. The truck's name is Cricket. So she, I don't know where she got Cricket, but the truck's name's Cricket. And we were going to put it in the arena, you know, with the lights on and all that. But, you know, I just measured it yesterday and found out that it's 2 foot, 2 inches too tall to be able to get in there. So we found a spot outside we're going to put it up at. And then we'll have the vet center out there. The vet center's going to come out. We'll have their truck set up out there in the arena. And, you know, they'll have a bunch of information. So it's going to be pretty neat.
That would have been an awkward moment, you know, to stick that thing in the doorway.
Oh, yeah. As soon as I looked, I'm like, man, that looks a little short. And I went and got a tape, and it was 11 foot. And, I know the trucks are taller, so I text her, and she said it's 12 or 13 foot 2 inches. I'm like, crap. So
you let all the tires, the air out of the tires, and inch it in there, maybe.
Yeah, she was messing with me. She said, well, if I can't get in the arena, then I just ain't coming. I said, no, I'll dig a trench or something, but you're coming.
You're coming.
So no ifs, ands, buts about it. But, it's going to be pretty awesome. It's going to be a great, great show.
Well, it's a great event. Not only is it Young Kids Bull Riding, 65 entries, a great stock contractor.
Yes.
This is not going to be all these kids bucking off and you got 5 rides.
No.
These kids are going to be riding these bulls. The stock is appropriately
matched,
and it'll be a good time. And hopefully this young man right here, Chris Villanueva, is going to be our winner for the second time. Just after he, you know, he'll probably be wearing the buckle from Texas High School Rodeo Finals, right? I'm expecting this, Chris.
Oh,
I believe
hope
in
so.
You.
So, yeah, believe before you can achieve.
That's right.
How about that, man? Look at this kid, man.
I told you.
I mean, that's outstanding. So, I don't know what else we need to do to get you guys over to Sweetwater. And Saturday at 3 is a short go. So you're going to get on that bull.
Yes, sir.
And win, and then come and get on 2 more bulls for PJ.
Oh, that's the plan.
Why are you riding 2 for PJ? Is there a short go that night?
No, I'm entering 2 age groups. My age group and the age group older than mine.
He's entered 18 and
well,
under.
Well, fine then. Just be ambitious. Why don't you? So you're, I guess, the 16 and under, and then there's the 17 and 18. Is that 2 different age groups?
Mm-hmm.
So what are the smallest age groups?
6.
Is that the mutton busting?
Mutton busting. And then 7 to, I want to say 10 is the next age group.
Okay.
And then 11 to 4, or 13, and then 14 to 16, and 17 and 18.
There you go.
What are they going to be? Are the younger middle kids going to be riding steers? What are they going to be riding?
Mini bulls.
Mini bulls, no
yeah.
kidding.
Yeah, there won't be no steers or nothing there. It'll be all mini bulls and then the mini horses. So.
Mini horse buckings, too.
Oh, yeah, saddle bronc and bareback.
You're kidding me.
Oh, it's going to be a great show.
That's going to be a lot of fun.
I didn't know that. That's out. There's nothing better than watching that.
Oh, it's going to be.
Seeing these little ponies.
That's right.
I mean, them things can buck, too, now.
That's right. That's right. It's going to be a good time, that's for sure. If y'all aren't doing anything, you need to load your butt up in the truck and head out to Sweetwater this weekend and watch that deal. It's going to be a good time. To find out more information on this stuff, you can go to PJ's website or page on Facebook, and it's called Bucking for Heroes.
Bucking for Heroes, or you can go to the website, buckingforheroes.org.
That's right.
Or you can just go on my page. Heck, I don't care.
That's right. All the information's there. There's people who to reach out and get in contact with. It's a great benefit. All of the proceeds go to veterans. It's a big deal.
Thank you, Bailey Barrett and Jade Barrett. Good luck to you guys, and good luck to you, Chris Villanueva.
Thank you, thank you.
All the luck in the world. No matter what you do, young man, I think you'll be successful.
Thank you.
So thank you all for coming on the show. That's all we got, Travis.
That's
right. You going to make it rain some more?
Well, we got some more coming. I just hope we can send some to the Panhandle and around Lubbock where they're needing it pretty bad.
They need it worse than we do, don't they?
Yes, sir.
All right, folks, another edition of Horse Connection with Clay and Travis. We'll see you next week.